Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, listeners, just a quick note before we begin. Radio Envy is making our Dewey Beach debut at Rusty Rudder this July 5th from 2 to 5 p.m. If you're looking for an exciting ad to your July 4th weekend, come on over and check us out. That's Rusty Rudder, 113 Dickinson Avenue in Dewey Beach. See you there.
Do you have a lot of feedback?
No, I only have three, but really two.
Okay. Well, give us all three.
All right. Well, this one is from Charles, dear PNV.
Ooh, oh, we have a new nickname.
Professor yeah. X in yeah. the house. All right.
Love the pod with Rook, but I have to side with Bacon on this. Philly is doing great this year in baseball, and they deserve some credit. And Philly could be a great place to visit, but I'd never live there.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Sounds like there's some pros and cons.
Yeah. I mean, as of this podcast that we're recording, they do have the best record in baseball.
They do. Well, they haven't played that many 500 teams. But, you know, have you seen that?
Yeah, whatever. I don't buy into that.
I don't buy into that either. But yeah, they do have the best. They did lose the last couple games, but they're still the best team in baseball right now.
So. My Orioles are right there with them.
They are. I've been watching the Orioles game recaps on MLB, and they've been good.
Yeah,
some good stuff.
Yeah.
Is Cal Ripken Jr. still on the team?
Oh, boy. All right, what other feedback we got?
I'm Bacon.
This next one is from Jamie.
Whoa.
Oh, we got a Jamie.
It's been a while.
All right.
First off, the hint that you gave to Brian for the WWE wrestler or baseball player was totally unfair to Bacon. Do you remember what you said? You said the name Abrams, I think. And you were like, can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Abrams right. hit a home run. Yeah,
I know. Well, I did that on purpose. But, you know,
Made it.
The second thing she said, and I have a retort for this. She said, Second, where can I get a Timmy's Timberine? The ad you played didn't say. Yes, we did, in fact, say.
Mm-hmm.
We did, in fact, say.
Yep.
At RevMediaPro.com.
Dubs.com, yep.
Dubs.com. So, haha, joke's on you, Jamie.
Oh. Well, now she won't buy one.
And I'll be honest, we only have a few left. So if you are interested, by the time this airs and we still have some,
yeah,
come find us at a show.
Make it happen.
Yep.
And lastly, Bacon was way more critical of the choir stuff than Tim and Brian were about the music.
Thank you.
For some context, I was really taken aback at how much you were Pastor Tim. Like, I was not expecting that at all. It took me a while to adjust.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that you're truly missing out on is the visual because it was a phenomenal performance.
Yeah. And, you know, we will get that visual one of these days. I have a strong feeling that we'll see it.
Who said they had the footage? Your brother?
My brother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet you Psalm might have it somewhere, too.
Probably.
Psalm or trying to think who might else. I don't know. I'll have to think on that. But there were a couple of the girls that were obsessive over the choir, yeah, like we were.
We had the old school camera, video cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent in a separate message. The reveal of the plot to not laugh at Brian's jokes will never not be funny. I have that queued up if you guys need a refresher.
That's no, so yeah, awesome. Do it.
Okay. Yes.
It makes me so sad that you guys did this to me.
No, it's like funny because there's a running bit that Brian doesn't know about that we don't react to his jokes. And it's been going on for like 6-8 weeks now.
There are a couple moments where I thank you for telling me now.
Here we go.
Breaking news.
There have been a few episodes I've listened to, and I'll crack a joke. And silence. Nothing happens.
Silence.
And then the conversation keeps going. And I only know it. Yeah, I mean, I know it in the moment, but I only truly know it when I listen to it after the fact. And I'm like, God, have you guys noticed that several of my jokes haven't landed at all?
Oh, we've noticed.
You guys are so great to me. I've never felt more like an outsider, but also one of your brothers at the same time.
Funny you say that. My brother commented on that, and he said that was one of the funniest things he's heard on a podcast.
Yes, that's great.
And he knows us, so that's, I think, what made it even funnier. But for somebody that doesn't know us to think that it was that funny.
It has been going on for a very long time because I've listened. And you clearly have heard more of those moments because you do the editing. And you're like, huh, how many should I put in there? Maybe all of them.
That was usually all of them.
Yeah.
This is Podcast Envy.
We're in 2024 now.
Indeed.
And this is a big year for Brian and I for our birthdays.
Oh, for birthdays?
Yes. So we've been, made many trips around the sun, mm-hmm. right? But I figured we'd open it up to the listeners, mm-hmm. right? To try to determine what we're turning this year.
Ooh.
Yes. So
is it a niner? Is it a
69er? No, it's a zero. It ends in a zero.
Oh, it ends in a zero.
It's 69. God, how old are you? Jeez. Stop laughing, Bacon.
Sorry.
Anyway.
You don't look a day over 70.
Exactly. So I figured that it would be fun for us to go through because I figured, look, we've talked about drinking, so we're obviously older than 21.
Okay. Right?
So it can't be a 20.
First hint.
Right? So we're either 30 or 40 this year, which is exciting, right?
It is exciting.
Yes. So I figured we would go through the end of year Billboard top 10 hits from both 30 and 40 years ago.
Okay.
And then leave it up to the listeners based off of how we react to said lists on whether Brian and I are turning 30 or 40 this year.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay. I like this game. Let's do this.
Okay. Yeah. So what do we want to start with? Do we think we're 30 or 40? Were we going 30 years ago or 40 years ago? Where do you guys want to start?
30 years ago is in the 90s, yeah?
1994.
Yeah, let's kick it off with 1994.
Okay, 1994 top 10 hits. Do you guys want to take any guesses on what you think was in the top 10?
And it's top 10 across all genres?
Yes. Well, it's Billboard's end-of-year Hot 100 singles of 1994.
And we're looking at the top 10.
Top 10.
Spice Girls. No?
Spice Girls is not in the top
10.
Don Mellencamp.
He is
That's
at
a good one.
Number 15 with Wild Night.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay. Stone Temple Pilots? Are we close?
No.
Is there one?
Think pop. Pop, think R&B.
Boys to Men.
Mm-hmm.
Boys to Men. I'll Make Love to You is number 3.
Oh, wow. That's close to the top.
Yep. So keep going along those lines.
What's
There's that one like? That has the number 1, number 9, and number 10 songs.
Holy cow.
And they're pop.
Pop. If I say it, you would.
Janet Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Janet Jackson 12 with Again.
It's easy when you get the answers in front of your face, Tim.
Sure. Do you want me to give you a hint?
Okay.
I mean, there's one that was a nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. Oh, Mariah Carey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey with Hero number 5.
All right. How about
I could be your hero, baby?
Ace of
Base. I could be your hero, baby?
Oh, jeez.
No. That's.
Oh, what were they?
Ace of Base.
Yes, Ace of Base.
Number one song, I Saw the Sign.
Yeah.
They also have All That She Wants, which was number 9.
Oh. Wow. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's such a familiar sound, man. Takes you back. Takes you back.
They also had number 9, All That She Wants, and number 10, Don't Turn Around.
Yep.
What about Salt and Pepper?
They are at number 14 with What a Man, What a Man, What a Man.
Jeez.
How about this? Have you seen the movie Just Friends?
Yeah.
What's the song in the beginning of the movie that Ryan Reynolds sings?
I swear.
All for one. Yet, all for one. I swear. Yes. Number 2. Well,
so you know what's funny is that that song came out in 3 different versions, all in the same year.
Mm.
All for One, As Yet, and then there was a country singer that covered it too. Yep. I can't remember his name, but yeah.
We'll call him John Michael Montgomery.
Is that really what it is? Oh my God.
I have a
guess.
You
are an encyclopedia.
All right. So.
So that was 94.
That was 94. So you missed Celine Dion, The Power of Love. Mm-hmm. That was number 4. Lisa Loeb, Stay.
Yep.
That was such a gimme too.
Tony Braxton, Breathe Again.
Breathe Again. Oh yeah.
Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart and Sting, All for Love.
Because of the Robin Hood movie came out that year. Yeah.
Can I
But not as good as Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Absolutely not. Much better movie. Stands all on its own.
We Men in Tights. Okay. So let's jump to 1984. So that would put us at 40 if it was 1984.
Okay.
So the Billboard and year-end Hot 100 singles of 1984.
Off the top of my head, I'm going to guess, and this is, I'm not even sure if I'm the right year, but okay. Wham.
Wham is not.
Prince.
Prince is number 1 with Doves Cry.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
How about Kenny Loggins?
Footloose, number 4.
Wow. Heck yeah. Good pull. Was it now? Did he only have one song on that list?
In the top 10, yes.
Okay. I feel like he, with Caddyshack and Top Gun, he was just like pumping out all these fantastic hits.
In the 80s, that was him.
Yeah.
All right.
There's got to be a Van Halen song on there, right?
Jump, number 6. All right. What else we got?
I'm going to go, I think I overestimated. I want to say Bruce Springsteen again.
Number 14, Dancing in the Dark.
That's a good one, too. I don't have that one queued up.
Okay. What about you, Bacon? What else?
84, Michael Jackson. Thriller?
Say with Paul McCartney was number 3.
Okay.
All right.
Hang on.
Brian, any more guesses?
Elton John.
Elton John, not in the top 10.
No.
What about Culture Club?
Culture Club, number 10.
Really?
Karma Chameleon.
Nice.
Little Boy George for everybody.
Oh, that's great. Now, you said Wham?
I did say Wham.
For George Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a differentiation on that list? Yeah. No? Okay.
What about Madonna?
Not in the top 10.
Really? For Madonna.
What about Cyndi Lauper?
Number 34, She Bop.
What about Wang Chung?
Not in the top 10, but I know it.
Everybody. Oh. That is not Wang Chung. Oh, that is Wang Chung. Sorry.
Yeah, Dance All Days. Yeah.
That's a great jam. You know what that reminds me of? It just makes me think of like Scarface and playing video games like Vice City, you know, because when you'd get in the cars and they'd have the different radio stations and you could change the radio stations. But
What about Tina Turner?
Number 2. What's love got to do with it?
Well done. Good pull.
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
I can't play them too long or else we'll get hit for copyright.
There you go. All right.
They're going to start muting parts of our episode.
One of my favorite artists is at number 5, Phil Collins, Against All Odds.
You got that one?
I don't have that one on my list. No, no. Okay. I didn't think to put that one.
Number 8, Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes.
Oh. Yes, I have that one. I had that on my list.
Yes, you have Yes.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yes. And now he understands. Dun, da, 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 da.
What an intro.
That is a great intro. You're absolutely right.
What about Heart?
I've got a lot of it.
Hey!
I know you do. Thank you. That's why we missed you.
They're not on the top.
Timothy R. Hart was not here the last time we recorded.
I have one more guess.
Okay.
One more guess.
We're looking for number 9.
I'm going to guess Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar.
Think movie. 1980s movie. What was a very popular movie and it had...
What was the Breakfast Club song?
No. It had multiple... Yes. I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost.
Oh! That's a great
story. Does that drum intro get you?
It does.
Now, is this Huey or is this...
Ray Parker.
Ray Parker.
That's so funny. That story is wild to me.
Yeah.
How they... it was like the Wild West at a period... when I feel like all these big corporations and record labels were trying to figure out who they were and what they were doing. I mean, now it's impossible to do anything.
Yeah.
But back then you could get away with stuff like that as long as there was money to be made. Right.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I think we might have a new segment. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We should start doing this top 10 list and just start going through the years.
You got it.
Cause that's like real nostalgia right there.
Yeah.
1974. But I was before you said 84, I was thinking 2004, so I checked out the 2004 list too, and I was like, oh my
Do you want to do that one for fun?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, we have a minute.
Okay.
Do you guys
think we're turning 20?
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
When you look at the list, Timmy.
I got it.
Give us a sense of whether it's
I'm pretty sure I know number like at least top 5.
Is it pop heavy, R&B? Rock.
See, like the 2000s were kind of a different animal because like some of the top pop songs were kind of like alternative rock.
R&B makes up maybe 3 of the top 10.
All right, so I think I know one of the R&B ones. Usher.
2004?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 2, Burn by Usher.
Nice. 2004.
He does have the number 1 song as well. What is the name of it?
Oh, what's the name of that song?
Yeah,
of
the song. So Burn was number 2.
Isn't
what's
it, yeah?
number 1? Yeah. My kids, even today, I don't know if it's like a trend, but my kids go around going, "Peace up, A-Town."
Really?
And I'm like,
what is that?
What? Yeah. I'm like, why are you doing that? And I guess they saw it on a reel or something, but Jameson's like, "Hey, Dad, peace up, A-Town." I'm like, what? What's going on?
My kids are cooler than
me. Usher was hot in the early 2000s. Number 12 is Confessions Part 2.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yes.
I have another one. It's going to be in the R&B section, maybe rap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Snoop Dogg.
No.
Really?
Full Beats.
No.
I was thinking Thong Song by Cisco, but I feel like that might be earlier than 2004. Earlier. Yep.
Okay, so one of the songs we used to do as a band. back before bacon. I don't think we did it with bacon.
Hey,
Yes. Outcast. Hey, yeah.
Second, I was like, nice.
I was shaking like a Polaroid picture over here.
Is he signaling me? Like, is it break time, Tim? Or? Yeah. Okay.
No. Outcast also had another one, number 5. I like the way you move.
Wow, that is not on my list at all. I don't know how I missed them.
They were unstoppable.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that I did that.
They had, and the funny thing is, like, they were already on the map in a different space. Mm-hmm. And then they came out with Speaker Box and The Love Below and then just blew up all over the pop radio scene and took things in a totally different direction. And then he came out with an all flute album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it still got airtime and attention and everything. And I'm like, all right, cool.
All right. Any other guesses?
I've got one.
Okay.
I think, I'm not sure if this came out that year, but this is one of my guesses. If I can get it to work.
Oh, The Killers.
Great band, but not on the list.
They came out that year. I'm pretty sure they came out in 2004.
Interesting.
Okay. We have number 3, Alicia Keys. Mm. If I Ain't Got You.
Oh, fuck.
We have number 4, Maroon 5, This Love.
This Love. It's taking its toll on me.
Yeah,
that was perfectly queued up.
Time before. And I was on pitch. I was in the right key.
That was awesome.
Number 6, Hoobastank, The Reason.
Oh, great song. I've always thought that we should add that to our list and play that one.
If we could add a little to it, yeah, I think it would be really good. I'm good.
I don't think it would be too complicated. Just add some more tambourine.
Timmy's tambourine. It's a great song.
It is a great song.
Lyrics are good. Solid, solid production.
Another one is number 7. I Don't Want to Know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
That was Bacon, by the way, for those listening. When looking in your eyes,
I can't be. This one made a recent comeback on the virals.
Oh, the viral, yes. The viral reels and yes. TikToks.
Mm-hmm. Number 9. Sierra with Goodies featuring Petey Pablo.
Did you guys hear the backstory on Goodies?
He likes to freak a leak.
So Lil Jon's on that track, right?
What?
And he did an interview that recently circulated.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
And they said, or he was telling the story, and apparently instead of goodies, the word was cookies. Mm-hmm. And in the lyrics, somewhere in one of the verses or whatever, they were talking about, you know, getting your hand in the jar or something. And that was a reference to not, you know, my cookies, not my cookies. And he said, what is cookies? Like cookies? Are you serious? And he, you know, told him to go back and rewrite it. And they came back. And the only word they changed
goodies.
Is cookies to goodies. And they kept the song almost exactly the same. And he was like, oh, that's it right there. Yeah.
And number 10, Lean Back by the Terror Squad featuring Fat Joe.
Ain't no Nappy Roots on there?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Lean Back. No no Bubba Sparks?
No. Oh. But there was Twista, remember him? Slow Jams?
Yep.
Speaking of Slow Jams. I still want you by my side. Little Sheryl Crow.
Oh, that is Sheryl Crow.
The first cut is the deepest, my friend.
It took me a second.
Number 28.
Nice.
Yep.
What about my favorite moment in Saturday Night Live history that I've ever, like, I actually watched it happen the night.
Are you
going to
say it? Is it?
Yep.
I was just going to say her name.
Ashley Simpson.
I heard this song at Trader Joe's when I was walking around. And
number 39, by the way.
That's the only thing that I think of. Is her in SNL.
I can't hear myself.
So
wild. She just like danced around on stage. Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
And then she walked off the stage.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Imagine if we did that. Sorry, guys. Anyway, can we collect our check?
Yeah. Quaintance. All right. So we'll leave it up to the listeners. We went through 2004.
Mm-hmm.
We went through 1994 and we went through 1984. So are Brian and Timmy turning 20, 30, or 40? It's up to you. We'd love to hear your feedback.
Hit us up. What's the email?
feedback@podcastenvy.com. I don't know. I'm just kind of in the mood to talk about the songs. So
let's do it.
Okay.
That's both a selfish and a
He's feeling some kind of way, Tim.
Yeah. Well, look, it's because he's in a summertime kind of mood, right?
That's right.
So we're in the summer, which is great. And, you know, I had an idea, and maybe you guys can kind of follow along with me, but, you know, every time I think about the summer, I think about the beach, I think about, you know, essentially just like, you know, driving in your car, rolling the windows down, and just blasting
being
your favorite
20 again. I mean, 20 now.
Yeah. And blasting your favorite tunes. Uh-huh. Right. So I thought it'd be cool if we kind of pull together kind of some of our favorite, you know, tunes that we like to blast with the windows down and reminds us of summertime. What do you think?
Do you think this might kind of give us away a little bit as to what age we're doing?
No, I
don't
okay. think so, because I think it's a wide variety of different music. I mean, I think both of us, actually all three of us, have kind of made it well known that we have an appreciation for lots of different types of music.
Indeed.
Yeah. If you look at our set list, we definitely appeal to a lot of different groups.
Yeah, it's very eclectic. So,
and speaking of playlists, you should know, if you don't already know, listener, that we have a Podcast Envy playlist. It's available on Spotify. It's a public playlist. You can jam out to the jams that we jam out to.
Ooh.
And Brian and I were talking just a few minutes ago that we're going to turn this playlist into our summer jams playlist. So we'll have another one out there that you can play at all parties. The one we have out there is just our generic, like, we love these songs. They have an influence on
us. There's nothing generic about it, but it is all encompassing.
That's a better way to put it. Yeah, you're right. And it's available on Spotify right now. It's called the Podcast Envy playlist.
Ooh. Who wants to go first?
Let's do summer jams. Bacon, you're hot to trot. Let's do it.
Yeah, Bacon.
All right, so the first song comes from my childhood and driving to the beach with my parents in the car.
No, not that one.
I don't think it's that one.
It's not that song.
I think it's Ludacris.
Yeah, because my parents played Ludacris in the car on the way home from church.
Definitely not that one.
I wanna.
So this is a song.
Finish the lyric.
Way to ruin a family memory, Tim.
Sorry.
We hear this on the way to the beach. We used to go to Salt Lake City. No, Sea Isle City.
Water City.
Ooh, it was Sea Isle City in New Jersey. My grandpa had a trailer at the trailer park there, and we would go. And this is one of the songs that we'd hear on the way down.
I was going to say Beach Boys.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. And this is, I think this is the song I was thinking of. As soon as you played it, I lost track, but I knew it was Beach Boys.
I took it around by the Beach Boys.
Hey, oh, yeah. You're a 94.3.
Do you want to hear my next one? Do you guys want to do one each?
Why don't we do like three each?
All right. My next one's actually a newer one. It came out last summer, maybe the summer before. And whenever this song comes on, I can just jam to it.
I'm way too fine. Oh, this is Lizzo.
It is Lizzo. Oh, this song jams.
Now, do you listen to the parental advisory version?
What?
Do you listen to the parental advisory version?
Oh, No.
You don't? You listen to the edited version?
To the unedited version.
Okay.
I just got those backwards in my head, didn't I? All right. So, so I listened to that one.
I love it.
And this one is old school. It takes me back to when I was out of high school, hanging out with one of my best friends in the whole wide world, driving around, just getting into mischief. Mm. It's one of my favorite songs to this day, honestly.
Yes.
Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoons, I was 95 in the clock and the watch me dive and shine, looking like a Rob Liberace.
It's all good.
From Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city make it pay. Ho.
Dude, that song.
Yes.
When I saw that music video, and I was like, this is like the pinnacle of music and entertainment right here. They have everything going on. I freaking love that song.
Yeah, that was California Love by Tupac.
Oh. I love it.
If you don't know that song.
Now you know.
Now you know. It's going to be on the Summer Jam playlist. All right, T-Bone,
Tim,
you got
some. Well, my first one, I think, is something we can all agree upon. If we're thinking summer, we're thinking summertime.
Summertime.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith, a.k.a. the summertime. Fresh Prince. I mean, that beat alone. I mean, that's just awesome.
That is
right?
great.
Roll
that
down the windows.
That is great. Yep.
That's an easy one to put on 11.
How about a little Snoop? Snoop. Gin and juice.
Gin and juice?
You want to talk about a beat?
Oh, that's a good line to come in on.
It is. Yeah.
Don't forget, we went to Catholic school.
That's right. Hey, it sounded great
somehow, in my some way.
Yeah, it sounded great in my 1993 Ford Escort station wagon. Okay, whatever.
Hey, it was candy red. You had the red going.
I did. Yeah. I did. And then another one. This one's really fun. Nelly, Ride With Me.
He had his stuff cued tight. Oh yeah, this reminds me of nearly every party we ever went to in high school.
Yeah. I like the way you brush your hair. I like the stylish clothes you wear. I like it when
come on, boo, give me a kiss.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. So there's three for me. Go ahead, B.
All right.
We'll come back around, Bacon. Don't worry. We got more for you.
Do you want me to call them out? Do you have them in the order? How do you want me to do it?
I have them in the order. I think I have them in the order. Yeah.
Let's do it in the order. So this one is not necessarily my top, but definitely the turn on this song when it goes from...
Change the order.
The tempo. I just threw it on the list first because it was the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, you're good.
You don't like it?
No, I want him to change your order so then you're describing the song.
Oh, and then he plays totally something else.
You're like, no, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, yeah, I mean, this one's cool too, but like that's not what I introduced.
Anyway, this DJ sucks.
Does he?
But no. Hit it. Do you know where it is? Yeah. Where the turn is?
Oh, the turn? Do you want the turn?
What I like about that Franz Ferdinand song is it changes.
The breakdown.
Look at this.
Dude, it's so great. And you know what's funny is there was, I saw a local band play in Arlington a few years back, and they had this song list of like 100 songs. They were like, we can do whatever song you want.
Really?
And they showed me the set list, and it was like this crumpled up set list that's like ours.
Like a jukebox like, from the future, huh?
Yeah, jukebox from the future, wow. Brother. And he handed me the set list, and I picked that song, and he looked at me, and he rolled his eyes, just like we do when people pick the song, right. Like towards the end of the list.
That we haven't practiced in 4 months.
It's like probably because of that shift and how complicated it is to do live, you know, unless you've practiced it a bunch of times recently.
That's a good first choice.
When we were in Rock Soup, I was talking to Mike Lavie about adding this song, and he said, if I can figure out a way to get all those guitars into just me doing it on my own one single guitar, then yes, we can do it. And he never got to a point where he could do it.
Yeah.
No diss on his skills. No, it's
not easy. It's such a fantastic song because of that moment. Yep. And then all you want to do is just bob your head.
Yep.
Sublime, easily one of my most influential bands growing up. I used to listen to Beacon Street, Robin the Hood, their self-titled album, that was the one that got them the most airplay. But honestly, all of their albums, I would just put... Caress Me Now, baby.
Didn't they record this in a crack
house? Little dollar that we call Exit. Dude, apparently they recorded a lot of their stuff at various crack houses across California. They...
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah, they... They hailed out of Venice Beach.
Yep.
And I've always felt a personal spiritual connection to Brad Noel, not from the aspect that ultimately took his life in,
awkward.
I think it was 1994, 1996, but he would always forget his lyrics when he would play live to his own songs, obviously. Mm, yeah. And I have that same problem all the time, but still it's a fun show. Yeah. We have a good time.
Yep. Yeah.
So this is off of a soundtrack that, from a movie that I absolutely loved. I don't know how far back you guys can remember Daniel Craig and,
he was Bond.
He was Bond more recently and Angelina Jolie. But this was like early 2000s and there's a scene. You can play it. This is off the soundtrack. When, very much like Franz Ferdinand, with that makes that shift from this groovy beat and then turns over, that's when you want to just like crank it all the way up. Yeah. There's no lyrics. It's the way it makes you feel when you hear it. That's
totally
what I love
get
so
that.
Much.
Love
yeah.
Love it.
There's a scene in that movie though, in Tomb Raider, where like I remember seeing it in the theater and the whole audience was waiting for this moment, and it's a shower scene, and the camera pans from the top of the shower head with the water coming down. Mm-hmm. And then it follows the water down to the person that's taking the shower. And everybody thought it was going to be Angelina Jolie, and it was Daniel Craig, and the whole audience goes, oh! I remember that like it was yesterday. That was great.
Yeah.
So this is a lesser, much lesser known band. I got turned on to them because of my brother. He used to listen to some really cool stuff. And when he bought this album, I actually acquired it from him.
Mm. Stole. Yes, yeah, that's what I heard.
I did. And I still have it, truthfully. And this is another one of those albums from start to finish. They're a Canadian band. They're called Sunna. And this is the one that made a movie deal. One more. The bigger war. And I'll rule over and give you hell. And then you will do as I command. But when it hits the chorus, and that's where you just like... Good. Rock out with the windows down. Yeah.
Love it.
Was made to fly. Yeah. Nice. You know what I'm saying.
Look at him. You made me wish I put Rob Zombie on my list from that song.
Oh, that's it's totally that vibe.
Yeah.
Yep.
100%.
All right, Bacon.
Back to me.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. There's a band that I really love that people probably don't even expect me to like this band a lot. But
NSYNC?
No. but this band is
69
like,
degrees.
Yeah, I knew it.
Out of that alternative phase from like 95 to 2005, like in that era. And
is this you and Plunger?
Close.
No. Oh, Cake.
It's Cake. Yes, it's Cake.
Okay. Cake is killer.
Rock and Roll Lifestyle. It's one of my favorites.
That one, though, that one's Windows Down. Not He's Going the Distance.
That one is a close second. He's going like, for they're neck and neck, speed. If you will.
Nice.
clearly a close second.
This next song is a song I listened to riding down to the beach, down to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, when I lived in Delaware and I had a girlfriend down there. This was a really hot song that year.
Oh, yeah. Three Doors Down, baby.
Yep. They actually lived Three Doors Down.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
The lore is true.
I love it. And this song is a song that's just a good jam.
Okay.
And... I love the chorus.
Is this heavy?
It fits in the tantrum.
Fits in the tantrum.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we don't got to work it out.
Yeah. Okay.
So I like hand clap.
Hand claps are
I've
good
made
too.
That known, I guess. Already.
I have a feeling that if I played the piano in a band, I would have like my Fits in the Tantrum era where I would just like make songs that sound like Fits in the Tantrums because I love the way they sound. I love their vibe, all of them.
Just make songs where you tell people what to do.
Oh, right.
I can make your feet stomp.
That'd be good for baseball games.
All right, round two.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
So, I mean, there's a ton of country songs I could put on this list, right? You know, if I go Kenny, Keith, all of them. But I don't know. Bacon, you have to agree with this one as well. Yeah.
Oh. We got a cruise.
Is this the pot calling the kettle black? Or the kettle calling the black pot?
What?
What is it?
What?
I don't know, but breaking. I have to say, when this song comes on, it definitely has a windows down. Like, all the people at the stoplight are going to hear the song in the car.
100%.
Absolutely.
Another fun one is really anything by this artist by the name of Flo Rida.
Mm.
Again, I'm a huge fan of just give me the good beat and just roll.
You know, can I tell you something funny about Flo Rida?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. As much as I do appreciate his music, somebody made a post. It was probably a tweet or something. And they said, you know, grandmas deserve to enjoy rap, too. And that was the vibe that apparently Flo Rida gave them.
Oh.
Wow. I'm gonna start a rap group and call myself R-Kansas.
R-Kansas.
Flow Rider.
I think it's an Arkansas joke.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not for those in Little Rock. That was good, right?
Was good. Thank you.
And then, you know, going back to country again, you know, an oldie but a goodie, a little Sweet Home Alabama.
Is that country, though?
Well, classic rock.
I think it's classic Southern rock.
Those are three more for me. B-Rye, what you got?
Nicely done. Well, I, oddly enough, have three more. Ooh. Another lesser-known band, but definitely has that blood-pumping rhythm, beat, rock sound. Bacon, if you got me.
Of course, I picked the part in the song where the drums are jamming.
Yeah. Right? Of course, I did.
Yes. Dude, they, I mean, so many phenomenal things happen with Queens of the Stone Age. That album was fantastic. I remember when that song specifically hit the radio waves, and then it was like, oh my God, like I got to learn more about this band.
Yeah.
Lullabies to Paralyze was the album, I think, that came after that. They also had a side project with Dave Grohl. They did Them Crooked Vultures.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, amazing, amazing artists.
Mm. Top to bottom. Mm.
All right, now I'm not truly sure exactly what you're going to pick next.
All right.
Yeah. Same zone. My brother turned me on to this band.
Does it make you want to die?
That's got a good groove. I like that.
You want to die?
I like that.
It's over now. Great album. The entire album sounds similar to that. Like all the songs have that same energy.
They kind of have the sound like POD, which would be another summertime band.
That's
song.
A good one.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should expand. We should explicitly do the songs that we pick. We should just, you know, make that Windows Down. Maybe it should just be Windows Down.
Let's evolve it and actually have some listener feedback.
Yeah.
Have them give us some of their ideas.
But yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, as we're going through this, I have more songs that pop in my head.
I know. Isn't it great how that works?
I love it.
All the memories just start flooding back.
That's right. That's feedback at podcastenvy.com for your song suggestions for our Windows Down playlist.
That's right.
All right. You got one more for me?
Yeah, B.
Was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, that was Tim. So
save that.
Shoot. So what's the other one that you were thinking of there, Bri Guy?
Well, you're not going in the order at all. It's funny because I feel like I'm being oppressed. Is this another joke at my expense?
Oh, I know what this is. Okay, that's my bad.
Yeah, I know
which
it is.
One this is now.
Unless this is intentional, it's your bad.
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
All right, then maybe I'm missing what Brian's next one is.
So I gave the intro to Pressure 4-5, and you went to Queens of the Stone Age, and then you went backwards to Pressure 4-5.
Yeah, that was definitely my bad.
Yeah. It's all good. I don't care.
I didn't have the notes in front of me. I just had the list. Sorry. Yeah.
Give them the song.
So this is another band I really enjoy.
Oh yeah? Tell me all about this band.
I can't wait.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Me too.
My butt cheeks are clenched. And now,
I mean, it could go either way.
Breaking news.
I don't know that I have another song for you on here, bud.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to Bacon.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, but if there's another song, I can cut it in. Like, what's the song I'm missing?
Do
Lipa.
Sophie Tucker. What did you say?
You said do, and I said Lipa.
Lipa.
That means two of them.
Sophie, yeah. Sophie Tucker, it's two Ks, T-U-K-K. Mm. Purple Hat.
A few moments later.
So this band I didn't know existed, I don't think, until I heard an HBO ad. And then I was like, oh my God. Then there were so many other songs that they had that are fantastic.
Really?
They tour all the time.
Okay.
They're a phenomenal duo. And I'm not alone here because they are awesome. Crank it.
Hit it. Oh my God, I know this song.
Yeah, you do.
Wasn't this on like
people
a Peloton commercial?
Bottle it down, 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 down. Bottle it down, 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 down.
Was this a theme song for an HBO show?
It was, no, it was.
Because I can hear the dabba.
It's one of their, the people on the people on the people. It was a commercial that was like snippets of all their upcoming TV shows and movies and stuff that were about to be added to their list. Yeah, so they played that song and I was like, what is that? And I think I actually Shazammed it.
You Shazammed it.
I Shazammed it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a while ago, but yeah.
Very cool.
Bacon.
All right, this one just generally because this album came out in the summertime of the year that it came out, and this was the title track, and it was on the radio all the time, it was on the Muzak all the time, the place I worked. It's a great tune, though, and I think you guys will know it.
Oh, DMB, you can't get mad.
Every day.
We tried to do this.
I was going
to
say, I think we did play this song a couple times because Lindsay asked that we played it.
Yeah, out of DMB.
Yep.
Next song is I have a specific memory of this song, and we actually had the windows down and the top down in his convertible that he wrecked not very long after this song. But it's a great tune and a great band.
I can see you driving down the road with the windows down.
Yeah. That's Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You know what you could do next time somebody parks too close to you is roll down your windows and blast that song.
That out.
They're like, all right, we're moving.
Let them know you're there.
Sorry.
And then start mouthing the lyrics to them.
This is another one that's just a fun song. I don't know. My windows are down, and I'm playing it at full volume. Yeah, and nice. Santana, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I love it.
Great tune.
That's easily another band that you could just blast any of their songs, Santana.
Yep.
Well, this song takes me back to Massanutten.
Massawhatten?
Yeah, that's right. The nut.
Oh, back
when we got a little gold on the ceiling, Bacon.
Yeah, you do. It's like just covered with it, right?
It is. Just give it to me. All of it.
All of it? Full blast?
He's so good at stalling.
They want to get my gold on the ceiling. Hey. I ain't lying. It's just a matter of time before they steal
Thank you.
It.
And then, you know, I mean, this is an oldie but a goodie. You're driving on the highway. And, you know, sometimes you feel like life is like that.
Now, which version is this?
This is Tom Cochran.
Original.
You like the OG. Yeah. I mean, definitely classic. I also, in my life, have not been able to get past the vocal range of the lead singer of Rascal Flatts.
Oh, he's good.
He's another one. Yeah. We were talking on our break of like people that you would want to live in their shoes for a day.
Yeah.
Andy Samberg is one for obvious reasons.
I'm on a boat.
And then him, yeah. Lead singer of Rascal Flatts. Like, wow, if I could just have that kind of control over my vocals. Yep. Wow.
And I think last but not least for me, for this initial run through the list, you know, you got to pick a song that you put your heart and soul into it. And you roll it down. I think it's a great.
It's me and you, a rendezvous, and girl, what do you say? We could celebrate happy hour any time of day. Yeah, I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm coasting, gone for the day. Cruising speed set for ocean highway. I'm coasting before it's too late. Sugar sweet sand is calling my name. I'm
copyright that.
You guys sounded just like a singer singing that song.
I know. We're so good. Yeah.
A little radio envy in your life. Roll the windows down. Have a great time.
That is a fantastic song. Truly it is. I as soon as you started teeing it up, I was like, is that apple pie?
No, that's our fault time. Yeah, roll the windows down.
I know.
Hey. It's Bacon. We here at Podcast Envy are pleased to let you know about an upcoming show at one of our favorite venues, Jam and Java. On June 30th, the interplanetary renowned Shelly Star in the Galaxy returned to the venue and will be performing with Empress and the Gems and Argo and the Violent Queens. You'll be amazed by their songs, dance, and theatrics that promise to give you an out-of-this-world music experience. Plus, Shelly will be here as a guest on the pod in the coming weeks, so keep your ears peeled for that episode. Don't forget to follow Shelly at ShellyStarOfficial on Instagram. So that's June 30th at Jam and Java, Shelly Star and the Galaxy. Get your tickets today.
The Rev Media Artist Sessions are still going Monday nights.
I have to say, man, I've been there the last couple of weeks and there has been some incredible talent coming through that spot.
It's wild. And I'm so glad that you've definitely come out the last several weeks that you get to see the diversity of the artists. Mm-hmm. Because they are so uniquely talented and there is not one artist that you could say is as good or better than the other because they all bring something different to the table. It's so cool. I love what we're doing there.
Last Monday that just passed, Madison Bailey was there and she was just amazingly
good. I don't know how she does that stuff with her voice. And she can play the shit out of that guitar too.
She really can. And she keeps the rhythm on with she does a little bit of percussive stuff on the guitar and it sounds great.
Yeah.
But not like the knocking the knuckles against it, but the way she strums it and some of the chords she played, I was like, I where did she figure that chord out from?
I remember turning to you and I'm like, I feel like she keeps creating or finding chords I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Gage Rhodes after that was bluegrassy, but kind of sad music, but good music.
But it's not sad. To me, he kept saying that, here's another sad song. I feel like maybe he's just used to a certain audience telling him certain things because to me, they didn't feel like sad songs the way that he was playing them. Yeah. Maybe the lyrics, maybe that was kind of the tone, but the way in which he plays them, they're very entertaining. And then Rook Richards, you can't go wrong with him.
Yeah.
Who? You know what was funny is... Hey, remember the guy we interviewed last time? I have not yet seen him do this. And this is part of the reason why Monday nights are so perfect for local touring award-winning artists to come through because you only have to prepare for a 45 to 50 minute set, which means you get to play all of your best favorite material, whatever you want. And Rook is a full-time musician, like Madison and like Gage. Actually, it's interesting. All three artists that just played, but Rook, he will oftentimes show up with his tablet most often because people request songs that he may not know by heart that he has to kind of look up and figure out the tablature kind of as he's going along. But this was the first time that I'd seen him walk up on stage without a tablet. And he only played one cover song in 50 minutes. He played all original except for one cover song. And I was so impressed by that because I was didn't think that he could do it. I know that he has all of those songs, but it was like he chose all of those songs specifically for that set and he freaking killed it.
Yeah.
And every single one of those songs, I knew part of the lyrics too that I was singing along with. That was a great show.
Yeah,
it was really a lot of fun to be there.
So one thing about the guy Gage Rhodes, that he played a song called Caroline.
Okay, and that was another great song that stood out.
He prefaced the song by saying, when you look into it, there's a lot of songs with the name Caroline in it, like that are about this girl named Caroline,
right?
And
sweet.
For example. Right.
And
he was like, this song is about Caroline's boyfriend. Like, why are all these guys singing a song about my girl? So good. It was so great. I loved it.
It was funny. And I'm pretty sure it's on wherever you stream your music, Spotify, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you post clips up on Instagram too. Right?
I do. Yep. So that's another thing that I try to focus on when I promote the Rev Media Artist Sessions is that when we have the artists coming up, leading up to those Mondays, If they have something online that I can tag, that I can play their song on the story or on the reel or whatever it is, I will promote that all day, every day.
Nice. Yeah.
Because if you're going to put yourself and your money into this project and put it out there, and it's good, you know, the people that we have on Mondays, they're really, 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 really good. And you should be aware that they have music out there. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Some of the Radio Envy gigs coming up. We have July 20th. We're playing the Willing Warriors, Vets for Vets. That's July 20th. Also, we're playing Makers Union that same day.
Yep.
So that's probably gonna start.
Double header, baby. Yeah.
Also, we are going to be playing Heritage Brewing on August 2nd.
Nice.
So that, that's coming up shortly after this two, podcast.
Yeah, airs. The closest ones. Yep.
Nice.
All right. Well, thanks, right, everybody.
Yeah. And cheers, boys.
Episode 113 is
Sing it so. This podcast was produced by Bacon Wave Podcast Production in association with Revelry Media Productions. Michael Bacon engineered this podcast. Video provided by Brian Johnson. Snackies provided by Timmy C himself. That's right. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and even your family or anybody, I guess, please. To get in touch with us, send us feedback at feedback@podcastnv.com. Follow us on Instagram at podcastrnv and on TikTok at podcast.nv. Visit our website at podcastnv.com. We'll see you soon, baby.